the State Department of Natural Resources has released the results of tests done on the Trempealeau River near the city of Whitehall after an accident at a frac sand mine in May.
10 million gallons of liquid from a sand washing pond were released as part of a rescue operation and flowed into nearby fields and waterways. The DNR's tests now are giving us a better idea of what possible impact the spill could have on the area's environment.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He's been covering this story. Rich, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first off, take us back to May 21st. What happened at the High Crush Frac Sand Mine that led to the spill?
So what happened was an operator who was driving a bulldozer was, according to some fines that were issued by the Mine Safety and Health Organization, or Association Agency, I should say, was pushing sand into or towards this holding pond that holds water that is recycled and reused, water that is used to wash the clays and the fine sediment from the frac sand grains. And the earth beneath him gave way, and the bulldozer slid into the pond, was completely submerged underwater for about 2.5 hours. During this time, this gentleman was able to communicate via radio, and the cab was somewhat filling up with water, but it remained airtight, so he was able to breathe. But it must have been a terrifying experience. So when they realized that divers couldn't find the tractor or the bulldozer, they decided that they needed to drain the pond. So they used excavators to basically rip up one of the dikes that was holding the water in the pond. And then those 10 million gallons made their way to a nearby creek, flooded some farm fields and some driveway. And then that water eventually turned the Trempealeau River orange because there was a lot of really fine sediment that stayed suspended. And that water moved on down the Trempealeau River towards the Mississippi.
So before we get into any more on the environmental impact, the worker that was rescued, he was okay, right?
Yeah, he was able to, I mean, they checked him out, but he was not injured. There were a couple of injuries. I believe it had to do with fatigue. Some of the first responders were treated and released, but no major injuries involved.
So let's talk about the water that was in this holding pond. You said this was water that is used, it's recycled, it's reused. What else might be in this water that we know of?
Sure. So the company has been pretty open about the fact that there's something in there. It's a chemical called a polyacrylamide. And what that is it's known as a flocculant. So when this sand is washed, they break up the sandstone, bring it to the plant, they crush it up and process it, and they need to separate this clay and silt and mud from the grains of sand that they want to, you know, separate. And this water gets really orange and mucky. So the flocculant is added to the water, and what the flocculant does is it causes all those sediments to kind of clump together and get heavy enough that they settle out so that they can reuse the water and not have, you know, muddy water going back in to wash the sand. So this pond, basically, the company said it contains, you know, sand, silt, clay, and they also mentioned polyacrylamide, but that has been a concern of some citizens that live nearby, because polyacrylamide, while it is used for water treatment plants, I mean, it's used to deal with drinking water, there in every batch there is a small trace amount of what is called acrylamide, and that is a neurotoxin. So the concern is that this material, once it, you know, the concern among citizens, I should say, is that possibly this small trace is kind of adding up and concentrating, but there have been, as far as I know, there haven't been any detections of acrylamide or polyacrylamide in the water that was released.
And let's talk about that water. As far as I know, that went into a creek, that went into the Trempealeau River. Do we have a sense of the spread, how far this has gone at this point?
Well, it seems to be, by now, it's hard to say, because the test results that we're getting, first we got test results, the media, that is, they sent them within the last couple of weeks. We got test results from May 21st, which was hours after the event was happening, so that water was still entering the creek, from what I understand. And this is an unnamed creek along what's called Poker Coulee Road, which is kind of in between Whitehall and Independence. And that creek then flows into the Trempealeau River. So people that I you know, communicate with, my sources, I guess, living in the area, have been reporting that it turned the Trempealeau River orange, and that the they called it the plume, had made it all the way down to Perot State Park, and that's where the Trempealeau River meets the Mississippi River. So it made it all the way down to the Mississippi and you know, wherever else. The DNR has been taking some samples from the Mississippi, but the levels of metals have been pretty low there.
We are talking right now with Rich Kramer. He's our WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, talking about some water from a frac sand mine that found its way into some waterways. And, Rich, you had mentioned that we're getting some new information about some samples that the DNR, they did some tests recently, in recent days after the spill. We're finding out more this week about the results of those tests. What are we hearing?
Well, the first round of tests that were taken May 21st, the results, as you would expect, where the flow of material actually entered the creek, what we've learned is that there were high concentrations of metals in there, including arsenic, copper, mercury, etc. And that's to be expected because these metals are naturally occurring in the sandstone that is being dug up and processed. And because they recycle the water, the companies do to save money, and also it's just standard practice, those metals seem to have been concentrated. So the May 21st results that we got showed that, for example, let's go with copper. There was 2,340 parts per billion, which is a lot higher than the formula for what is considered acute toxicity or dangerous to, you know, fish and other wildlife in the water. That criteria is about 73, so it was way over. But samples taken downstream on the 21st showed that whether it be from dilution or else because the sediment was leaving the water and kind of piling up on the bottom, none of the other samples from down the creek or down the Trempealeau River had acute toxic levels on the 21st. So the test results that we got just this week came from the 23rd, which is 2 days after the event. There was one incidence of acute toxicity. That was, again, where the spill had first entered the unnamed creek. So other than that, the levels of metals are present, but they're low enough that it's not considered harmful to aquatic life.
And well, what about human life? What about, I would imagine that some in the area might rely on some of these waterways for drinking water. Is there a sense here, are you hearing anything that humans may be at risk in any way, shape, or form?
Well, from what I understand, most people in the area, or if not all, get their drinking water. I mean, and I got this, you know, the DNR has told me this, and also I've spoken with some experts who are unrelated to this issue in one way or the other. And they said that generally, you know, people get their water from wells, drinking groundwater. And because of this, the topography and the geology and the whole way the whole system works, the groundwater tends to come up and go into the river and vice versa, instead of going from the river down into the groundwater. So there seems to be very little concern from experts about these metals kind of making their way into drinking water. The Trempealeau County Health Department, though, did put out a press release last Friday urging people to avoid touching if they see piles of this orange sediment underwater or on the ground somewhere. They say avoid touching it, and if you do touch it, you know, be sure to wash it off, and if you go swimming in the area downriver, be sure to wash up.
One other impact I want to talk about before we run out of time is the impact on agriculture in the area. During your reporting, you were able to talk to some farmers, and I've got a clip from your reporting that I want to play. This is Bill Silla, who you talked to just after the accident.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that land now. It's covered in orange slime. What is it? What do you do with it? Is anything going to grow in it? I don't know. The whole field isn't covered, but the section that is, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, so Bill rents part of the land that was covered, and it was pretty stark. If you look at, you can find a picture online from our WPR news site. It looked, this is bright orange stuff. It's like the finest mud you can ever imagine. And the farm field that was covered, he farmed part of that, and he was concerned about whether or not he could plant his seed. At the time, he'd already bought his seed, already paid his rent. So he wasn't sure if he was just going to kind of lose money on that part. Also with the metal concentrations, like before we got the results, there were a lot of concerns that there might be other toxic chemicals in there. The company says there isn't. The DNR doesn't seem to be finding any presence of other materials like that. But the question is, what happens with these high concentrations of metals? The company has been out there, I guess, vacuuming up the bottom of these creeks, of this creek, and trying to get rid of the slime or the leftover sediment. But that's a long process, and it's going to take a while. So long term, it's hard to say what will happen with that land.
Well, we're going to have to keep watching this story. Rich, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He was with us to talk about the aftermath of a spill from the Hyatt Crush frac sand mine in the city of Whitehall in May.